Nailed it.
One of these days, I think I'll automate this somehow.
Would you trust it?
Yeah.
No, they don't make technology for
it. Do you know how much automation you trust every day that you don't even realize?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, my own brain too. I don't even remember driving to work. No, I'm kidding.
That's just called being in your 30s. And you guess what? When the 40s happen, more things disconnect in your mind, okay?
I read something where like it was like a study on highway hypnosis and how effective it is and stuff. How like you can just straight up drive for like 30 miles and then completely not remember a single like detail of it.
Mm-hmm. That's not called dissociation, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's
highway hypnosis. What is
drugs?
Spicy.
What is drugs?
Hey, check it out. The frame rate is normal today.
Yeah.
Hey, chat, do you guys want to know what I did? Nothing. I literally changed absolutely nothing from last week when we were at like that 12 FPS or whatever.
Technically, we turned it off and turned it on.
I even looked at you and I was like expecting some crazy fix or something.
Yeah.
Nothing. I did absolutely nothing.
Somebody said damn fell with the goatee.
You've had it since as long as you've been here.
I was about to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've changed my face hair.
Changed your face hair. So, yeah. I want this one today. Put this one on.
Dude, if only. Dude, yeah, I made the mistake one time. I was like, you know, let me just see what I look like clean shaven. I look like I look 12. Like instantly, I was just 12 years old for a whole 2 weeks. It was so bad.
Every time I see a picture of you when you were in high school, yeah. I'm like, why do you look like a 9-year-old running around with a group of teenagers?
Yeah, and it doesn't help that I was still 5'2 back then too. So it's just like, I'll go to high school and I look like a middle schooler. Mm. If that.
Oh, man. Well, we got a show today.
We do have a show today. We actually
have stuff to talk about.
We actually bothered to put stuff to talk about on the paper today.
Wow.
I know. Hey, you know what, though? We do have something even more important to talk about, which I should have probably had ready to go. But so whenever we have, like, new stuff to talk about when it comes to, like, our products and whatnot, I always basically, if you've ever bought anything from our site and you sign up for the email blast, you're the first to know if something new comes out. Then what I do is I'll usually tweet it and then I'll put it out to the podcast and then into a video. So for those of you that have been waiting for gaming mats, we have new gaming mats that are available. The original design, which you've seen already, the red and gray and all that, but we have a retro gaming mat, which matches our new logo colors and our new logo design, which you guys have probably seen on the social media stuff. So if you guys have been waiting for the gaming mats to be back in stock, they are 35.5 inches by 17.5 inches. I don't know what that is in commie units, but whatever, whatever it is, it equals that in inches, okay?
I was going to do the translation for them, but then like I started laughing. I forgot what numbers you said.
I don't know. I just said something people would expect me to say as an American, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, let me see if I can get that to come up on the site here real quick for those of you that are like, I don't want to go click on anything. It's pretty neat. So, I mean, I like vaporwave. It's vaporwave colors, technically, if you will. And so if you like, there we go. Check that out. So that's what they look like right there. You can see it. There's the price and all that. There's no surprises. But, I've had people complain and be like, your mats are too expensive. And it's like, I do not get to order in a bulk quantity that is nearly large enough to give me the discounts that people like Linus and whatnot can because of the fact that they can order them in tens of thousands at a time.
I know, right?
I wish. It'd be nice.
It's a 90 centimeters by 45 centimeters in common units, by the way.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were saying millimeters. I'm like, that's like the little, like, it's like a doll, Linus, a doll mat.
Linus's height is 90 millimeters?
Yeah, if Linus were a gaming mat. Anyway, so that's what they look like. Go and check them out. When they're gone, they'll be restocked. But the problem is there's a big gap between when we order them and when they come. We try not to have it overlap, but whatever. So there is that. We're going to be handing them out to you guys, too, so you guys can have one. But I think they're cool. I know it's funny because it's like Jay always talks about brands, stop forcing colors down your throats, you know. But it's like I'm theming these on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we made an RGB gaming mat, then obviously it would be a neutral color because
you know what's funny?
Be able to pick
is Linus came out with like the Linus Tech like stealth gaming mat. It's just black. It's just black.
It's just a regular black plain gaming mat.
Yes, there's no branding, no nothing on it. It could literally just been an Amazon rebrand.
Probably.
And it's one of his best sellers.
Because because a lot of people just want clean stuff.
That's what the industry is now. Let's just force Gaudi down everyone's throats until they are so sick of it that they'll buy literally something with nothing.
Yeah, and then charge a premium for the clean stuff.
for the nothing on it.
I mean, yeah, the mouse pad I'm using at home is just a completely empty white one with like a black border on it. And then I'm hyped to replace it with the Retrowave one, though, because that one's sick.
For those that are asking about different sizes and designs and stuff, just so you know, every dollar that the merch has ever made has always been dumped back into the merch. So I've never actually taken money from the merch and been like, hey, look, profit. It's always been like, okay, let's take this money. Let's order more. Let's come up with new designs. We got new t-shirt designs coming and all that sort of stuff. So the plan is, if we do ever get the merch to like be self-sustainable enough to where we can just use all that money to R&D new product, that's the idea. So yeah, those are asking for like a mouse pad rather than a gaming pad. You know, that is the plan. The problem is the mouse pad would probably still be like $20 versus $29 for the gaming mat. Because believe it or not, these, like when it comes to getting this stuff made and wholesale pricing and all that, unless you're like, I can order 50,000 units.
Yeah.
There's very little margin in there for being able to have it be profitable to then turn into a new product. We're trying, but we're small. We're a small team, right? We're small fry.
Would you rather fight 50,000 regular gaming mats or one giant 150,000 mat sized mat?
It's like, imagine a mat like the size, the deck size of an aircraft carrier. Yeah. It's a game. It's one big neoprene aircraft carrier deck.
Yeah, you know how low of a sensitivity you could go?
Yeah, it'd be like Jason's mat sensitivity.
To drag it across the aircraft
every carrier. Every time I use one, it's opposite, Jason. Yeah, I'm the low sense guy.
Yep. JB Hurdle in chat says, I don't understand the hype of mouse gaming pads. I don't use one. Well, I don't understand your lack of understanding it. I use one. Do you see how dumb what you just said was? It's like, I can 180 that and play it back. At the end of the day, like, it's like, why bother?
Somebody also mentioned like you should do like super cheesy gaming slogans like Asus. We gotta come up with
what's your game? What's your game? What's your game?
Yeah. Sorry.
What's your game? What's your game?
What's your game? Okay, so for the people that
just
didn't
uninstall,
see that, it was a Power Color GP, right? No, iGame.
No, it was iGame. It was iGame. What's your
Colorful?
Yeah, but iGame was their subsidiary brand, whatever under Colorful. But it was
AMD, right? AMD something.
No, those were NVIDIA cards.
Oh wow, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but it was like they came out with the 3090 at the time or whatever. Yeah. It was iGame. On the side it said iGame, and then what's your game? And then the GPU anti-sag also said what's your game? So it said iGame, what's your game, what's your game?
They give you a light up RGB like anti-sag bracket that lights up what's your game. And then the GPU also says what's your game?
Yeah. What would a J2 Sense gaming mat cheesy slogan be?
It definitely needs to have a VR ready logo on it somewhere.
I really should have had
digress.
I really should. Yeah, I was going to say, I really should have the little trace pattern there. Just trace into an I digress somewhere in there.
For those who digress.
For those who dare to digress.
uninstall.
For those who dare to digress. It really is only Asus that like we make fun of because their slogans.
No, MSI has some. ASRock has. I gotta look up. Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna go to their websites. Let's see. Okay, this was not the way the show was intended to start.
Yeah, it's fine.
But you know what? It works.
I'm still like ASRock always has a soft spot in my heart because of their fantastic tuning in the BIOS.
Oh my god! Their whole website, MSI's entire website. It's like that meme of, hello, fellow kids.
Yeah.
So, for instance,
I think that's every tech
company. So, just talking about their customer support line, it says, MSI has you covered on the weekends, 5 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, for all your, and for toll-free, blah, 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 for product MSI's got you covered.
5 a.m.
Just say, no, but why they say got you covered? Just say, support available.
It sounds like insurance.
Overflow with power.
For the power supply. It's their main page, right? Like, yeah. So it's one product, and then immediately they talk about their support. Yeah, it's one product right there, right? And then you scroll down, and then it's like, so, hey, by the way, our support's better than our competitor.
Their Meg power supply says overflow with power. That should have been a Gigabyte slogan. It's overflow with
power. Those electrons really overflowed everywhere with those Gigabyte power supplies.
Okay, below that, MSI Raider, light them up.
How do you? Oh my god!
Why they don't have to have a slogan? Oh, here it is. 4080, change the game. iGame, what's your game? Change the game.
What's your game?
Oh, wait, Meg, one board to
rule them all. Meg Z70. Oh, wait, crap. The Z790 godlike.
Oh, my God. That was MSI.
Wait, there was a big one at the bottom.
Oh, wait. Was there?
It was like a It was like a CES thing.
I don't want to click anywhere on their page. Their entire page is like clickable.
Oh my god, it's just a world with the leap to singularity. MSI GeForce RTX 40 series
laptop. Wait, the leap to singularity? I feel like Singularity Computer should sue them.
Oh yeah, wait, oh!
Dude, you know, like, they couldn't afford it if they wanted to.
The leap to IP theft. Here we go.
Gigabyte, delivering a better tomorrow. Today!
I mean,
upgrade your life.
Okay, Asus has always cracked me up.
Upgrade your life.
Because theirs used to be In Search of Incredible, yeah. Right? It's like, yeah, you're still In Search of Incredible after you buy the thing.
We out here still searching for Incredible.
Yeah, like, that's why that slogan always cracked me up. I'm like, wait, so you haven't found it yet? So then why should I buy your thing if you haven't found it yet?
Oh my god, I've not looked at these in a long time. Like, this is... Game and surround sound. Okay.
Well, that's just a regular sentence. Wow. I'm surprised by their restraint.
Okay. What are their desktop slogans? This should be good.
This is great.
Because remember, they make desktops too.
I'm going to check chat while you're checking that.
Look, their fucking links, their images are broken.
Hot products. Broken image.
They're broken.
They're so hot.
Oh my god. Oh, there they go.
Our right power ahead. Will overflow all over your face.
And your room.
Nice case, BB.
Okay, Model X, uncompromising performance. Okay, that's not so bad. Okay, except for that perfection, oh ultimate tuned to perfection. It's like blinking all over the screen. Yeah. This is so terrible.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? I feel like we should just window capture this so you guys can see what I'm seeing right now.
Dude, it's so, oh my gosh.
No.
Model X. Oh, dude, Tesla's going to sue them now.
Oh my goodness.
It gets sued by every company.
Oh my goodness. This is so bad. Okay, what else do we have here? Y'all get to see what I see. Oh yeah, this is just the specs here.
We out here still searching for Incredible Adult shit. Why do we need their name 3 to 3 times on a GPU? 3 to 3 million times more like it.
Okay.
Gigabyte's actually... Ooh, that's an Asus thing.
I guess.
Can't be tough.
It can if it works.
Okay, what is the Model S? Dude, are they just really copying Tesla names?
Okay, if they have an Auris Model 3, then, then it's going to be really sus.
No, Model S, Model S, Model X, Model X, Model X.
And then Model Y. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, Gigabytes wasn't as bad. Let's see.
Somebody in chat just read away. Ah, seizure sight! Okay, that's the voice that I read it in. Tell me if it's accurate.
Find your graphics card. Okay. So far, there's no...
Find your game.
Can you find the image it's supposed to go with it?
Gaming series, leading the gaming trend, containing powerful performance and advanced cooling technology. Gaming controls the game requirements and becomes a deeply loved series.
I like how gaming is all caps.
It, like, the first sentence had me, like, the first part. It was like, okay, and then it's just like, we need to add more words, and their translator app broke.
Yeah, it's always like the, when you're at the end of an essay, yeah. But you saw...
Leading the gaming trend, containing powerful performance and advanced cooling technology. Gaming controls the game requirements and becomes a deeply loved series. Like, it got more like devolved as it went.
Sounds like an AI.
Honestly, at least though they don't like plaster it all over the actual product.
Okay, Auris. Because if you guys don't know, Auris is like the top tier brand within Gigabyte's organization. So Auris is the high end graphics card you've been dreaming of. Offer professional performance. What?
Professional.
No, it's just offer. It should be like offers.
Yeah, anyway,
offer professional performance and thermal solutions to the gamers. Always pursue the throne of overclocking and creativity and be the reliable partner in your game station.
The throne of overclocking and creativity. Like, what? The throne?
Game station, though.
But it says pursuit the throne. Always pursuit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
Always pursuit the throne.
Always pursuit the throne.
The throne of overclocking and creativity and be the reliable partner in your game station.
Did somebody said it's like a funny
game station.
Game station.
Game station.
Oh, that does say game station.
I wasn't making these words up.
Dude, you have the game station 5, bro.
You know, this is, if you guys are wondering why I've seemed like I've just been degaffing on videos lately, it's because I think I'm really started reaching my limit with a lot of these brands and the stupidity. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So bad.
Yeah.
What about their motherboards? What's their motherboards going to look like? Auris boards, this should be good. Okay, Auris Elite Rev 1.1. Got to scroll down usually to find the...
See, like, if it was an Asus board, it would have just said, like, for those who dare, like, every language, and then, like, the stupid GPS coordinates all over the...
With the ROG pattern?
Yeah.
There's literally no slogans on here, which is how it should be. Oh, the site crashed.
That's funny.
Site crashed.
Okay, well.
Oh my god, look at the ROG ally. Play all your game.
Play all your game. Oh, because of the capital Y.
So is it an ROG all?
Play ally games.
Play ally your games. That's what it says.
Wait, oh no. Oh,
my, I don't want the monitor. I want ROG Swift.
Yeah,
play ally your game.
Ally your games.
Oh my god.
We need to make an ad for our
innovation.
Site.
Oh.
Enlarged thermal guard? That sounds like a disease. Bro, you got an enlarged thermal guard?
Gross.
Wait, hold on.
Is that an enlarged thermal guard in your pocket?
Is this still Gigabyte?
He's on Gigabyte. So
well, the site like crashed.
It should have been more of like the throne thing, like your shield, your heat shield instead of your heat guard.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, why is it not a thermal shield?
Build your gaming kingdom.
Remember when everything was military grade? Like it was just like
that
cool.
Is still my favorite era.
Yeah.
Their Wi-Fi is connecting the future.
Wow.
Wow.
5G, 5G,
5G, 5G. Audiophile grade capacitors. Uh-oh. Built-in audiophile grade.
Wait, I just understood what you said.
Yeah. Audiophile grade capacitors.
Oh my god. Yeah, I don't like how the electrons sound coming out of these capacitors.
Well, is it like the FPV world? It's like, no, I only use Panasonic capacitors.
Built-in monster cables.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It starts. Easy Latch. DIY friendly. With Gigabyte Easy Latch, you can DIY your PC in no time. Quick and easy.
You can do it yourself, your PC.
I like how DIY has become an adjective.
Yeah, or verb.
Or verb. Whatever. I don't do words. I don't do English words.
No, you DIY it. You do it yourself it.
Oh, and then that has Easy Latch Plus.
Wow.
The Easy Latch Plus.
Wait, what's the plus? Is it extra features?
Do you want the Easy Latch or the Easy Latch Plus?
This one holds two. No, this one holds bigger SSD.
This one's just shinier.
Jeez. Somebody said their Aorus board says team up and fight on. I think I have seen on some of our stuff.
And this is why I solo queue.
Okay, I'm looking at iGames website. It's been a while.
Somebody said Azrock Tai Chi when performance meets perfection. Mm. That one's not that bad. It sounds like a car though. More like the
I like how I looked up iGame and I'm getting Pokey.com coming up. Online games, Pokey play now.
Don't click that online.
No, I'm not clicking any of that. But I can't find like Colorful's actual website. It's those more like, I don't want to say obscure, because Colorful's not really obscure. Oh, geez. I have to go to their en.colorful.cn. So I have to go to their English Canada site.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally none of us can pronounce the actual, like, site title.
Wait, is .cn China?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going there. It's going to take forever. It'll be stuck in port.
Yes. Your webpage loads like 3 weeks late.
Is there there's really no US-based site?
Is it en.igame? Oh, no, Colorful.
Yeah, it's Colorful.
Colorful.cn.
There's truly no US-based?
Yeah, you're right. It's taking forever.
I told you.
Oh, actually, it's not that bad.
You have a squinting?
A squinting pair?
Yeah. You have a spinning square.
It just looks like the MSI site.
Oh, it does look like a copy of the MSI site.
You're right. Actually, look at that font, too. It really does look like a copy of the MSI site.
All right, I clicked it.
All right, so the chat
link
has to
the
see.
World. Wait, I got a different site than you. Is it a different slide?
No.
No, it's a totally different site.
You went to Game Center.
Oh. I'm not downloading it, whatever it is. Just download here.
It's not on the screen, by the way. So
I know.
I just went to en.colorful.cn. I just, the root of the thing. Yeah, it totally looks like the MSI thing. A new era arise.
A new era.
Oh, it says it correctly there, though, but it doesn't say it correctly on my iPad. What? Look, a new era arises, but then it's
weird. They're literally it's literally calling up two different sites because it knows your Safari is a mobile browser.
Oh, yeah. But they're laid out the same, so it doesn't make any sense.
Scaling up to a new level.
They really like the new level thing because the first one said arise to a new level. And then
a new era arise.
Oh, yeah, okay, you got the
You were just scrolled down more.
You have been scrolled down.
Colorful news.
It's actually not as bad as I thought. Kind of surprised. Considering
I'm clicking on graphic card.
Hold on. Yeah, just graphic card. It just links you to their top of the line one. Here, buy this one.
What's another one that's out of country?
All of them?
No, but like that aren't really sold in North America.
Galax. Yeah. But that's because they had a naming issue with Galaxy, like Samsung.
And Samsung probably bullied them because, you know, they have infinite money too.
And then they changed their name to Galax and then just stayed in the Asian market and Europe market only.
Yeah. Yeah. Fighting Samsung or it's, yeah, fighting Samsung.
Okay. This whole, you know, this whole graphic right here was straight up provided by NVIDIA.
Yeah.
That's literally off the same charts we've even
got. Ultimate platform for, that sounds like NVIDIA words.
Apex Legends, hyper realistic, hyper fast. I mean, it's also
I think
NVIDIA
that whole
stuff.
Segment is NVIDIA. Wait,
sharp cyber- triangle, cyberpunk sharp triangle, flare RGB ambilight. Ambilight.
At least ambilight makes sense. Hugh sells it so Phillips could
smart zoom. LCD magnetic split.
Sharp triangle. I can't get over the. I can't triangle. Talk. Sharp triangle as a selling
magnetic
point.
Split. Vortex radiator.
Dude, I got the sick 4090.
Vortex radiator.
Sick.
Hurricane scythe blades. Upgraded and reinforced.
Dude, that's
hardware software interaction.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's kind of what it does.
I still
dude.
Love the cyberpunk sharp cyberpunk triangle.
Dude, I got a 4090. Oh, yeah, does it have a cyberpunk sharp triangle?
Sharp. Cyberpunk Vulcan. Structure reconstruction and cutting edge. What?
I'm not sold. I don't know what category that hurricane's going to be.
What does this mean? Structure reconstruction in cutting edge.
I think.
Overall,
it probably means cutting edge redesign.
Overall, it looks like a 4080, a 4090 Strix.
It looks really good though. I actually kind of like it a lot.
Like its aesthetics, like I actually think look better than the Strix.
Yeah, it's like
not
a Strix
blue.
But cleaner.
Yeah, new backboard form.
Form.
Yeah, nice. Metal brackets can disperse the pressure on the GPU core area evenly. Dot.
Isn't every
every time I see a period in some sort of like a marketing thing like this, it cracks me up.
I really just want to see what category those hurricane blades are going to put out.
Vortex radiator. Efficient and durable.
Made with real tornadoes.
Wait. All aluminum frame. Unshakable.
No, I'm pretty sure Jake can shake it.
Cooling fans. New blades for Vortex air concentration.
Vortex air concentrate. Made with real tornadoes.
New backboard. Radiator module.
Module.
It's calling it the heat pipe a module.
It's modular.
It's got 9 8-millimeter thermal pipes.
External cooling armor.
Hard barriers.
Hard barriers. It uses hard light technology, dude.
What you guys are seeing live is when brands
are
trying so hard to fill in the space.
This is what we do also, like when we're not filming, is like
104-millimeter like triple fans to enhance air pressure and air input. Okay. Support auto stop technology.
Dude, remember when like that was such a feature that like people or like companies would put a light on the card when the fans turned off and it would say fan stop and everything? They were so proud of it.
Using the reflow soldering technique, the thermal pipes and fin can fit together perfectly. Like the technique.
What I love about this stuff,
it's
though,
not technique.
Is that like all of this is just normal manufacturing stuff. Like they're it's like made with 100% water. Like, okay, cool.
iGame vacuum copper plate technology. So basically they're referring to vapor chamber. The enclosed flat pieces are filled with condensate liquid to dissipate heat through phase transitions after absorbing heat. Yeah, okay. Phase change is all they're explaining. Which is, the vapor.
Yeah, phase change.
Yeah. Guide fin. More helpful to air circulation, improving heat dissipation efficiency. Alloy die casting frame.
No fear of gravity.
I want one. I'm going to drop it.
Gravity?
I'd be afraid to drop it. I mean, we can test it. We can test that.
We found Linus's card then.
Dude, we're only halfway down the page.
Don't
get a die. We're only halfway down the page.
I can't.
Oh, here we go. iGame Smart LCD. Many more new playing methods and diversified characteristics are displayed.
Wow.
Resolution upgraded from 480 by 120 to 800 by 216.
Why is it 800? That's the same pixel or height as a...
Supportive for multi-modes display. Boot animation.
That's
CPU.
Pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool.
But supportive. I just love the randomness of some of these words.
All just...
Magnetic split. Still not sure what that means. Light board replace.
The screen you can... It's remember how we got that one card where the screen was like magnetically, you could attach it to different places on the card?
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
We had like a screen that like had hinges and stuff. I don't remember.
Supported for two display modes, side and horizontal mode. Oh, yeah, they moved it. Okay, cool.
I think we had a... Yeah, it was probably the iGame card that had it.
I feel like what we're dealing with here is a company that has created something neat. They just
don't
lack
have an English
the, they just lack the linguistics to actually like describe it without sounding like nothing but marketing fluff.
Yeah.
Too much emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, yeah, because look, you can even put it on a dock on your desk.
And that's the thing is good marketing fluff sounds more like not marketing fluff.
Yeah. To create the display space for smart LCD.
Yeah.
Slap oh, God, the iGame Center. Okay, and then the punctuation is all off, right? So overclocking, like none of this is capitalized. Oh,
yeah? Overclocking is old because this one says overline.
Overline?
New redline, easy to overline. Battle Axe Redline DDR5.
Oh, that's recent. Oh, that's recent. I thought that was old. I thought you brought like an old ad.
No, it was just like on their news thingy.
Got that performance goodness. DDR5, dude.
Dude, you can overline your RAM.
iGame Center 2.0, overclocking configuration, flash sync, LCD custom settings, operation monitoring, comprehensive improvement of interactive experience. Comprehensive improvement of interactive experience. So they're trying to say it's a new and improved.
Look at the numbers. That's totally the ROG.
That's ROG 100%.
That's hell of the ROG font.
Oh, God. There becomes more words. The farther down
there
we go.
There becomes more words. Yeah, that's exactly
you know what this does to my brain, yeah. Okay?
There becomes PCB with silver plating technology.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, that was actually 100%.
To realize stable overclocking, enhance heat dissipation, and reduce electrical loss, one key overclock. Oh, it's got the overclocking button. They've always
loved that.
This
part's actually like correct English. It's weird. It's like somebody else wrote this segment.
That one key overclock, or basically it's just a toggle button on the back. All they did was make it a dual BIOS card, but it's a toggle switch on the back that switches between those BIOS. And the second BIOS actually does have different limits and stuff on there, whereas most other brands just make it a different like fan profile.
Yeah, I actually do like their button because also it's like obvious to see which one you're on.
The power supply port and the flash sync port are integrated into the same area.
Cool. No fear. Again, no fear of gravity, dude. They don't fear gravity.
It looks like a freaking Benpack like car
look at the
lift.
Social media section is not even aligned.
Dude, it's all and it doesn't even it's not and even filled out. Half of them are missing.
We're working on it because the other two are forbidden websites.
I thought I could find some
stuff. Okay, so the rest of this is just NVIDIA stuff. Filling it in. Oh man, we've been really hard on them. But you know what? They kind of asked for it by just putting that side up. Wow. So gaming 27 maps. Minutes of the show was dedicated to just ripping apart slogans and I'm okay with that though because we're so over it. We're just so over the bad marketing lingo.
Is that the only card with a button out
there? It's almost like
actually, I think so. It might be a colorful thing.
Colorful is very known for the toggle switch on the back. Don't be fooled. It's not like a one-touch overclocking button per se. All that does is it increases the fan profile. And I think on their cards, at least the ones we've experienced for both 30 series, because we don't have a 40 series card of theirs, it does, I believe, push the power limits a little bit.
But it's just essentially a BIOS switch. It's just on the back of the card.
It's just on the back, which makes sense because I don't want to take my side panel off to get to my card.
And you can look at it, too, and see is it in or out, you know, is it popped in or out, and then I know what mode I'm in.
Well, some of them even have an LED on it that will light up if it's on or off.
Cool.
Yeah. Which, I mean, they've got some neat features. It's just, like I said, I think it's a lot of it's just straight up lost in translation.
Gravity scary, have no fear now. Gravity has been defeated with this one.
Can somebody give the memo to my scale?
Gosh.
Is your scale scared of gravity or?
It's scared of when I step on it. Reminds me of when I had the Wii Fit and I would step on the thing and it's all oof. It would go oof. Like, hey.
The sad part, I mean, well, it makes sense considering like my size, but like I've never like heard the thing do that. I didn't know that was a thing until Jay told me.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I stepped on the Wii Fit scale and it said oof.
Yeah, it did.
And I was like, that's messed up, man. Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
They're like straight up fat shaming.
Phil, Jatman, I think Fatman. Sorry, Jatman. I think Jatman. Well, because Phil is right there. I think Jatman's drunk. He said Phil is in he-in mode.
He-in mode. Hey-in mode.
Hey-in mode?
See-in mode.
Jatman, it's Friday. I know you're probably drunk already. It's okay.
I want to join
it. Wield the band hammer. I can't. I got to go to the gym. Ow! It just crushed my hand. I have to go to the gym after. Is that your foot?
Yeah, why are you touching
it? Well, stop extending your feet out so far.
They're flirting.
Oh my gosh.
Look at how cute they are.
Oh. So what do you want to talk about?
The Vive XR Elite and
and brands that suck.
Yeah. So literally, okay, so I'm going to be doing a full review video of the Vive XR Elite. I mean, you guys have seen Jay's unboxing and how we were both just very surprised.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's like...
It was I told you they reached out. We're like, hey Jay, we love your videos. We've been fans forever. Is there anything we can do to help?
Yeah.
And I didn't respond. I just wanted to be like, yeah, can you not make a shitty product?
Dude.
That's a start.
Okay, so that's like the that's like
Let
the
me put this in perspective. I don't mean to cut you off, but when I'm over here praising Meta.
Yeah. Same here too. And I gave Meta $1,500 instead of $1,000 for that stupid thing.
Yeah, I paid the $9.99 at Best Buy. Remember, you went and picked it up for me.
Just in a nutshell, the Vive XR Elite made me not feel that bad about the $1,500 I spent on the Quest Pro. And that's like the statement there, honestly.
The thing is, you can get the Quest Pro for $9.99. It's expensive.
Yeah.
It is definitely a premium VR experience, but it was like flawless and easy to set up. The downside is you've got to be willing to freaking have a Facebook account, and that's the crappy part about it. So it's like they make an amazing piece of hardware that's backed up by, okay, maybe you're over Facebook and you're just like, I'm gone. I don't want to use Facebook anymore. So you don't want to have a Meta account or a Facebook account. But then you got the flip, which is Vive, which you have yet to be able to get a solid experience out of putting it on and trying to use it.
Yeah, I've been running in a lot of software jank on there. And ironically, both of us have tested the pass-through now. And
it's bad. The problem is it doesn't do distortion correction or depth correction.
Yeah, it doesn't do depth at all. So it's just imagine just a regular 2D camera, but basically it's the size of an IMAX screen.
Yeah, and basically it's like watching South Park, but big. Like how everything's like a 2D paper cutout moving around in front of you. So when I walked up to Phil, he was like, ah!
Yeah,
he starts screaming
because
my head like filled the screen.
Wait, when somebody walks up to you, they don't get closer. They just get bigger. yeah. Which is a really weird feeling. And I'm just like, okay, how are you guys going to name this thing the XR Elite? And then it has crap pass-through. Like, I'm not saying the Meta Quest Pro, the Quest Pro's pass-through is actually like really underwhelming for what I expected it to look like. But it's at least
It's even more, like the Vive XR is even more dream sequence-y looking than the Quest Pro.
I do like that the Vive XR is 60 FPS, but I mean, like the fact
it doesn't matter when it's like underwater.
It doesn't matter when you have depth perception. I'm like, you got four freaking cameras and the RGB camera on the front of it. Do some depth stuff. Come on, are you going to call it XR? And then like, that's the ironic thing.
If you wanted to use the pass-through functions on it, you're just going to be, dude, I was like, I felt like I was tripping over stuff, which with the Quest Pro wasn't a problem. You walk out of the, because in the Quest Pro, you go out of the boundary zone or you just enable pass through.
Yeah.
You can walk around no problem. You can tell how far away things are.
Dude, yeah. I even use, because I'm always on wireless streaming at home. And like a lot of times I'll just get up from my Hotas without taking the headset off and then go fill my water bottle. Because it's like, it's depth correct enough. You know, it's really easy to do stuff when you can see depth. And like, that's what blows my mind about them naming it XR, because the other half of VR. Or the other half of XR is their VR and AR.
Yeah.
And augmented reality has to overlay your virtual stuff onto the real world. And if you have crap pass-through, then, like, I don't know what you're going to do with all... Like, how are you going to do AR stuff?
What headset are you using at home?
I'm using a Lenovo.
Lenovo?
Lenovo Explorer, I believe. Explorer or Odyssey? No.
Oh, okay.
It does, but it's janky. You have to double... It's stupid. It's called Flashlight. And you double click the left system button on the left controller, and then it literally puts a circle, and then you flashlight your way through the real world.
Oh, wow. Oh, jeez. You should try it. You should try it.
I've used it before, but it's
wired, so it's so I don't really have to explore anywhere with it.
And I think the biggest problem...
They don't have IR cameras, right?
For tracking, yes, they're all.
Oh, for pass through view, that'd be neat though. Like trying some pitch black room stuff.
So the Quest Pro uses the RGB to paint the 3D scene that the IR cameras capture. Mm. So yeah, you will actually see it. Like if I point a remote at you and you're wearing the Quest Pro, you'll see it light up and everything. It looks cool. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, I think the biggest problem with the pricing and like why suddenly it feels more expensive is because Valve's Index is still the top tier. Like, you know, if you want a wired PC VR experience, you're just going to be using it stationary or room scale in one area all the time.
Yeah.
It's just get an Index. You know what I mean? The speakers are freaking amazing. They're still the best near field speakers I've ever heard ever. And the headset has really good FOV. The resolution is all right. It's about the same as Quest 2, which not really that good anymore, but 120 hertz. But the thing is, like, all of that is effectively doable with a Quest 2. You have a higher resolution screen on the Quest 2, less FOV, but like, you know, a third of the price. And it's like, we need like a Index 2 basically to kind of push the market forward, because like I think the reason everyone's still getting an Index is because there's no competition there. You know what I mean? If you want the lowest latency and you don't want to mess around with software and like streaming and like, oh, what if my Wi-Fi network crashes, or what if this USB cable sucks or whatever?
True.
Like, you know, there's nothing better than a DisplayPort signal straight to the headset. And it's just like, but the Valve kind of set that price at $1,000, you know what I mean, for a good premium VR headset. And so
I never use Untethered, so give me a cable.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like honestly an Index would be amazing for you, especially because 120 hertz looks great for sim racing and stuff.
I think if I had to step up, it would probably still be like the Rift S, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's a decent headset. Yeah. I mean, or Big Screen Beyond once it finally comes out, because that's the FPV size, goggle sized one. Yeah. True. That's the one I've been super crazy like tripping out about, because it's just like, they finally did it. They finally put a VR headset in an FPV goggle that's like literally the same size and everything. And people were like, oh my God. So basically the fancy thing about the Big Screen Beyond is you take a face ID, not an ID scan, but a 3D face scan from your phone. And then they give you a facial interface that matches you.
Oh.
So it's all there's no pressure points or anything on your face.
It's already preformed.
Yeah, basically. Because they've
it's like when you get in-ear monitors that are molded to your ear.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And they'll probably, I mean, I'm sure you can probably get like a generic one on Amazon afterwards and stuff too, so then you can share it. But yeah, I mean, I that headset looks freaking cool.
I think honestly the only dilemma for me is I love simming on the ultra wide, and the only use I would see for using like upgrading a headset right now would be for a DCS or like a flight sim.
Yeah, where you have to really look around. Because a car, you don't really need to look around that much.
Yeah, you just check mirrors every now and then.
It's just fun to have that immersion of like being inside the car versus, yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely struggle in DCS now, just because the headset I have right now, the whole gauge cluster's pixelated. So I'm like,
oh, really?
So I have to like move into it to look at it.
Do you know?
I don't remember the resolution.
So the render resolution?
Is
it
bad screen door effect? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it just looks blurry. Like in game, I have to look at the instrument panel to see what button I'm pushing.
That's probably a lens thing then.
I mean, it's an old headset that like, yeah, it's an old.
If it's got a real narrow tunnel vision of sharpness, then it's probably a lens thing.
It was like a $150 headset new in like 2017 or 18 or something. Oh. So it's like, it's old school headset. It's like first gen stuff. Yeah, it was definitely during the Oculus Rift.
Imagine you're a pilot. You're like, what's my altimeter say? Yeah. You're all like bending down and
no, I was gonna say, Nick, just run the game at a higher res. If you're running it through SteamVR, then you can in game when you open the menu, go to the video settings, and then there's a super sampling slider and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
you
can mess around with
those settings. Yeah, because you don't have to render at the native res of the panel. In fact, with the Quest Pro, actually for all of our VR testing, we pretty much like the sim racing stuff, we were running that at like 5K or like 5.2 or something like that. Yeah. Just because having all those extra pixels rendered.
Graphics, especially since we have a 4080 in our sim
rate. Yeah.
A 4090 would be better, but 4080 is what's on there. It has a horsepower. Mm-hmm. Like the graphics power has definitely outpaced the requirements of the double VR, you know, screens.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people don't realize that, especially if they're coming from standalone VR where they've only played like stuff that's on the headset, like Beat Saber on the headset or whatever. But it's like, yeah, you could run like the Quest version of like Walking Dead and then go to the PCR version and then run that at 5K, and then literally it's the same game on the same optics, but you can visibly see the quality. Yeah, well,
it's like, imagine the computer that shrunk down and stuck inside the HMD.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's not going to be very powerful.
It's about one of these.
The fact that it can do it at all.
Yeah. Like, it's insane that they fit a computer that can do VR at all in the headset. But
VR is cool, but it's just not worth it compared to other PC peripherals. Well, that's what we call a subjective opinion. I mean, obviously, it's worth it for many people, or the industry wouldn't exist.
Yeah, I'm not going to use a mouse anymore. I'm just going
to. You just going to. So I'm going back to a trackball. Screw that guy.
No, go back to the old mouse with two wheels, not even a ball. It had one wheel for X and one wheel for Y.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The diagonal movement was just the ratio of the wheels turning.
I think it was still made of wood. I'm not even joking. I think the prototype was made of wood.
Wow.
So anyway, talk about stuff that can melt.
Yeah, 4090's at it again. Actually, it never stopped. technically. Do you, every time somebody makes a video or something about the melting connectors, it's like it's become the audience's job to tell me 162 times an hour, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And the answer is yes, I've seen it. The latest one is, so Northridge, I want to talk about some stuff specifically regarding the 4090 melting connectors, the fact that a few have melted now with cable mod adapters on there, where we stand with that, what has been actually said, what is being done, kind of going into this a little bit farther. So if you haven't watched Northridge Fix, which by the way, I wouldn't mind doing a collab with him. What I would love to do with him, because he's local, he's in Northridge. What I would love to do is have a collab with him where he teaches me how to actually solder. Because guess what? Everything he uses, he sells in his store. So that nice microscope and all the tools, it's all there.
Yeah, I want to learn too. Yes. I want to watch you learn.
Because I watched his video that he recently did that everyone and their mom and then their mom's mom and then their like 42, like been dead for 42 years, great grandmas have all been telling me is that, hey, another one came in, look, and it had a 90 degree cable mod adapter on it. So I watched his video. And for those of you that don't know, Northridge Fix and Cable Mod are partners. Okay. So I'm going to put that out first and foremost. Second of all, if you haven't watched it, what his take is, this is not a connector problem. This is not an end user problem. I mean, before y'all get irate, but Steve, hold on. This is not a cable problem. So it's not a connector problem. It's not a adapter problem. It's not a cable problem. It's not a power supply problem. It is an NVIDIA problem because it is the 4090 consistently that is melting the same pins in the same way. Even connectors that have been verified to be plugged in fully seated. So his take is that, look, if you create a product that can fail, it is still on the designer and the manufacturer to warranty, stand behind, and protect the consumer from that product. So even if the connector could be put in crooked or wiggled, which is an end user applied problem, but if the problem existed because of manufacturing tolerances or whatever, that's still an NVIDIA problem, whatever. So there's still not been an exact root cause as to what's causing a lot of these to melt. For instance, the 90 degree adapter, if you've not used one yet, that sucker clicks in tight. It does not have room for movement in there versus what like the regular cables do. So regular cables, you can see them sort of wiggle. It's got a really small clip in the middle. It needs a double clip, one on each side, honestly. That's what needs to happen because that will keep it from going sideways. Anyway, because it's such a small clip in the middle, it can wiggle. That wiggle can lead to poor contacts, which can lead to higher resistance, which leads to higher temperatures and melts, okay? So Northridge Fix is firmly in the camp of this is an NVIDIA problem. Should this be a recall, et cetera, et cetera, okay? I basically, when I watched this video, I reached out. I've had a couple people message me over the last few months and say, hey, did you see that on Reddit somebody had a cable mod connector or the graphics card side? And by the way, it's always on the graphics card side. If you have an adapter, you have a plug going into the adapter and you have one going into the card, it still always melts on the card side, not the adapter side, like on where the plug goes in. So anyway, people were like, hey, did you see that a 90 degree adapter melted or the card melted with one in, et cetera, et cetera. So I've been in communication with Cable Mod because you guys know they're a sponsor of the channel. And I've been like, yo, what's the deal with this? Those of you that are curious and concerned, Cable Mod not only warranties their adapter, they warranty your card. So if the manufacturer will not warranty your card, Cable Mod will buy it from you at buying price. What does that mean? Whatever it costs to replace that card that day is what they will buy it from you for. What they then do is they take those cards and they send them to Northridge Fix. So those cards that he's receiving are more than likely coming from Cable Mod, by the way. Then what Cable Mod does is they take the cards that have been repaired and they do giveaways with them. So Cable Mod is buying your card. You're getting a new card out of it. They're getting them fixed. They're doing giveaways. So I have never seen a company, first of all, stand by a $100 product, add up to a $2,500 liability like that. So that's already, first and foremost, a positive thing, okay? Second of all, the failure rate for the Cable Mod adapters has been like 0.0003 or something like that. And if you go and you actually look at the Reddit posts about
any of the cable mod adapters that have, it's actually not the adapter that's failing. It's the card still on the card side. The follow-up from customers has always been like, yo, cable mod was absolutely amazing to work with. They responded quickly. They warrantied it. They got me a new card, or they got the manufacturer to send me a new card or whatever. They'll basically curate their warranty experience. They'll even contact and go to bat with you against the manufacturer of the graphics card to say, hey, you need to warranty my card. So for those of you that have been emailing going, are you going to drop cable mod? The answer is absolutely not, because they're handling it in a way that, like, you would think ASUS would be handling the problem with the CPUs and the motherboards, right? We'll replace your CPU if our board breaks it, et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to bring up the 4090 series again and be like, I asked him, I said, why is this back? Like, why is this problem back? And basically the owner of Cable Mod, he was like, this problem never went away, Jay. It's been here this entire time. It's just what's been happening. And I could tell that Northridge Fix was mad, because every time you put a video up about a failed 4090 connector, the audience would just go bashing the owner of the card saying, oh, user error, user error, user error, user error. And like I said, his viewpoint is, if it is this easy to have a user error on a product that was designed with this easy of a situation for a user error to occur, it falls on the manufacturer. So I kind of feel like this is coming back up again. He firmly believes that there's too much power going through that connector. And it's funny because these are cards that are rating failing at 450 to 500 watts. Remember, that connector is rated 600.
Yeah.
It doesn't help though that you had other companies, like I think it was Gigabyte or Aorus or somebody, that was like putting 1,000 watts through a cable and it didn't melt. So it's still an ongoing problem. Now, I am running a 90 degree adapter at home. I've got the 4090 Strix card in there. Once I plugged it in and been gaming on it, I never took it off and checked. And I may not even, it may be melting and I don't even know it. So I need to follow up with it and see. But it's one of the reasons why I've been running it, because I wanted to know, like,
yeah,
will it melt? Because I'm using not only the Cable Mod 90 degree adapter, I'm using the Cable Mod cable replacement for my PSU as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I don't have an ATX 3.0 PSU. I'm reusing my EVGA PSU, which is an ATX 2.0.
Oh, so you have the cable that ends in 12-volt high power and then...
Right, but I did choose PCI. I intentionally got the one that went to 3.
Okay, nice.
So when you buy a Cable Mod 12-volt power adapter that's designed to replace your PCI Express cables in an older power supply, or even a newer one, you can choose a 1, 2, 3, or 4 pigtail. I should have gone with 4, to be honest. But yeah, so I'm using the 3. And so far, it's been fine. I've not smelled anything funky, but I need to take it off and see.
Yeah, that connector is still just like, it's so tiny for how much power is going through it. Like, it just seems so...
But here is the additional weird thing to consider. The 3090 Ti uses that same connector. It doesn't have the 4-pin sideband, but the 16 or the 12-pin part of it is the same. It's exactly the same. And the 3090 Ti uses just as much power. So what on the 4090 is different?
It pulls 450?
Yeah. 3090 Ti is a 450 watt card.
Huh.
And it uses the same connector. It just doesn't have the 4-pin sideband. In fact, if anyone watching this video or this podcast or listening right now has an EVGA 3090 Ti, if you look, the 4-pin sideband is on the GPU side. It's just not on the cable side.
I wouldn't try a 12-volt high power connector.
It won't.
The pinout might not work.
No, you can't.
Oh, yeah, right. Because the 12-volt wouldn't see any sideband. And then it would just be like, okay, this isn't a PCI 5.
Well, the pins don't even exist in the sideband, but it may not sock it in.
Right.
But all I'm saying is I don't understand why the 3090 Ti, which also is very overclockable, easily to 500 plus watts, is not melting the same gauge, the same pin, the same plug, the whole deal as the 4090. But it's nice to see that that Northridge is an expert in the field, and he is also like saying, no, this is an NVIDIA problem. But I don't think NVIDIA is going to do anything about this. I think NVIDIA piggybacked on Steve's video when Steve came to the conclusion that it's user error and went, yeah, it's user error, case closed. But again, if the user error can occur because you have made it easy for this error to occur, you have responsibility as the manufacturer to make it right.
Yeah, it's like making a pistol that faces this way.
Because the problem is...
And then, it's user error that you shot yourself. It's
like, well, the problem is manufacturers have started using Steve and then that the failure analysis lab that he uses, using their videos as ammunition to void warranties or deny warranties saying user error.
So they've almost used like all the findings against the industry, saying, nope, you didn't plug it in all the way. Now, the problem is you can plug that plug in all the way. Then cable manage your cables and put some tension on it, and it'll go sideways on you, and you may not have even noticed. It could go sideways on you if you move or wiggle your computer. Let's say you slide your computer away to clean underneath it, and you put it back and you bump it. That cable could absolutely jiggle sideways. It's insane how much movement is available in that cable even when it's clicked in. So first of all, it takes a lot of force to click it in. And once you click it in, you think it's solid, but try it with your own card if you've got one. You can click it in all the way, and then you can definitely rock it inside of there. I personally feel like the design should have included two clips on either end, one on each side. That would have kept it square every time, if that is indeed what the problem is.
I think they should have just made it the same size as the old PCI connector, but with the same amount of pins, so 12 pins.
Yeah, it still would have been neater than what you're dealing with now.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. the 6 plus 2.
Just make one big one. It's like how all the CPU pins are 8-pin now.
Yeah.
Like the EPS power.
Right.
And it's just like, they used to just have two, and then now we just have a connector with two.
Yeah.
like a 2x4.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's frustrating to see this continuing on. I mean, to be honest, the amount of 4090 owners out there is pretty damn small versus the amount of GPUs in the wild.
Yeah.
If you have a 4080 and lower, it's really not going to be a problem because a 4080 card is over 100 watts less than a 4090. 4070 Ti and down, or just get more efficient as they go, not a problem for those lower end cards. It's just the 490, the 4090. So
I think the 4090 just draws more power than we've ever seen in a card.
Yeah. We talked about it, knowing how the 7900 XTX compares to a 4080, we feel like they may have gotten some early wind of how the performance was stacking, and that's why they just went, fine, let's make a balls to the wall model.
Yeah,
push all the power to it, see what happens. Like, I don't overclock my card at home, there's no reason to. And it's water cooled, but
I wonder if that's gonna like make your card survive longer.
I don't think so, you know? I can't see, unless the VRMs are somehow getting incredibly hot, why would the point of failure then be the plug?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I mean, it has something to do with the power draw, right? Because like you said, the old connector.
Goals Camp says no company is denying a warranty. Well, the emails I get on a daily basis say otherwise, so don't speak for everybody. Be quiet. But yeah, when it comes to the 4090 now, it's like you're rolling dice at that point.
Yeah, and J1131 says still an expensive problem to have expensive product to have a problem. And yeah, that's the thing.
Only the price of a product meant you would have less problems. That's so not true for any industry.
Unfortunately, but it sucks when you have a problem with a $1,500 thing versus a $300 thing. Like, it sucks.
It depends because you know what, the person with the $1,500 problem probably it's a relative problem versus a guy that can only, if you can afford a $1,500 carpet, that's it. And you have a $300 card, and that's all you could afford. The problem is just as big to the 300 guy as the 1500 guy. Right. Maybe even more than three to the 300 guy.
You're right, yeah, actually.
So it doesn't matter. It still should not be an ongoing issue. Like you and I were talking about, is 50 series or whatever they're going to call it, are they going to continue that plug?
Yeah. And it's funny how like the other... even when we reviewed the ARC GPUs, right, we were cracking up that like Intel co-designed the plug. And they don't even use it on their GPUs. They're just using old school PCI. Yeah, they just gave us two
as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, even Intel, like Intel's name is all over the freaking PDF, the white paper for the 12 volt high power connector and everything too. And then it's officially called like the Intel ATX 5 or 3.0 spec or something like that. And then
yeah,
PCI 5.0 connect power connector. Yeah. And then on their ARC cards, like they're just like, no, you know, we'll stick with the old school things because they work.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on to the other hot topic that a lot of people were wondering why we're not talking about. It was on here. The whole Linus stepping down thing. I'll be honest. I don't think it's that big of a topic. I don't think it's that big of news.
I felt the titling. Like, I saw it, when I saw it, I'm like, okay, this has to be clickbait. So, but I ended up watching anyways. And
it's not clickbait. He's stepping down as CEO, which is exactly what the title says.
Yeah. But like, I think my first impression is, oh, he's stepping away, like, overall.
He said down, not away.
Yeah. But
this brings us back to our clickbait article.
Yes.
Article?
Our topic. Yeah. It's not his fault if you're dumb.
Yeah.
And that's basically his title is not clickbait in the least.
in the least.
I mean, honestly, when I saw it, I was like, oh, Linus is quitting. And then I read the like the Twitter comments and I was like, okay, never mind.
He is quitting.
Yeah, he's quitting as CEO.
Correct. No, but he is not quitting.
Sorry, okay.
But he is not quitting
what
YouTube.
I thought from the thumbnail and the title was Linus is leaving Linus Tech Tips. That's what I got from that thumbnail and the thing.
Yeah.
So I got clickbaited.
It just says it's time.
I didn't click on it and I read the comments to see what the hell was happening. And then people were talking about him leaving, switching from a CEO role to a
creative.
See, I don't think that's fair. Role. I don't think it's fair that you just called it. You got clickbaited because there's nothing clickbait about the title.
No, I said I didn't click on it. So I didn't get clickbaited.
Oh, I thought you just said I got clickbaited.
No, I misinterpreted the title because it was vague, which is you have to be vague to get views. I mean,
he's done it before. He has titled it before, like I'm leaving ... And then it's like, he's going on a trip. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so there's a history there of maybe being a little bit click incentivized, like we've called it.
No, I'm saying it's clickbaity, but it's fine because you got to play the game. Like, it still got me. It still annoyed me that slightly that, like, I misinterpreted the thing.
Okay.
But
real talk. If it said, I'm quitting as CEO, would that have been clickbait? It's literally the same thing.
I mean, I would have a little bit more information and be like, okay, cool. Like, it's he's specifically mentioning a role.
Yeah, I don't agree with it being considered clickbait or even on the edge of it. But moving on, what the premise here is that Linus Media Group has grown to a much bigger size than he ever imagined that it would. I mean, they're over 100 employees now. They've got few hundred thousand square feet of warehouse space now / labs. They're trying Linus's goal, and he's never shied away about this. He's always been honest about this, is he wants to be the number one primo source of tech news / data, period. And I love this because the amount of people that are calling out like Linus versus Steve in terms of tech data, Linus is hiring industry professionals. He is headhunting people from other companies that are already like the world gold standard of testing and analytics. So he's putting together this massive team. And what's happened is as the company has grown, it has grown beyond his ability to really know how to steer a ship of that size. Like, to be honest, my company, which is 5% of his, right? The size operates extremely similar to the way his is just been restructured to. So he brought in Taren Tong, who used to work for Corsair and was his, like, worked for him at NCIX, or he worked for Taren Tong NCIX. I got to meet him at the roast. He's a pretty cool dude. He really went for it though in the roast. I remember he had some of the most like racist / edgy jokes. But anyway, moving, that's neither here nor there. They have a work history, but what I found intriguing and interesting was the whole time I was listening to this, I'm like, okay, did he somehow liquidate ownership in the company? And he addressed that. They were offered a $100 million buyout, 60% cash, 40% equity. So basically that means that he would have been given 60% or $60 million cash and 40% ownership in the company to sell. And he turned it down, which makes perfect sense because Linus is not the kind of guy that is money driven. So waving that giant carrot in front of him would have made no difference at all. But that means he and Yvonne are still the two sole owners of the company. What I found important that I'm glad he addressed is to have somebody else running the company from a day-to-day basis from the CEO position and you being the owner of the company, technically the CEO would be overseen by the owners. But what Linus is doing, or a board usually and a board is usually assembled to become an impartial body to keep power from being too strong with any one person in an organization. That's how a board can force out an owner, right? Like a la Steve Jobs and Apple and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was like, no, any day-to-day stuff, everything, all the buck stops with Taren, not Linus. Linus will not be involved in anything. So guess what? When it comes to advertising and shilling or whatever the stuff you want to label Linus as, he has, and guess what? It's been a long time since he's actually had any involvement in any of that. So I think he's doing what needs to be done to create a company bigger than a quote unquote YouTube company. And I applaud what he's doing. And because I know what he's doing by relinquishing the reins to someone else, especially with a control freak like Linus, is a very difficult thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do.
I saw it when I got hired here. I saw you going through that whole crisis of like, somebody else is going to edit my stuff. It's weird. But I get it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Or even what we deal with now, where somebody else deals with all of the business side.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally structured exactly the same, just in a very small tugboat versus his like giant ocean liner.
If that was like an inflatable dinghy.
Yeah. You know how sailing ships will just tow their dinghy? Yeah. I'm the dinghy. He's in the freaking giant ass four tier super ship. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
But no, it's.
I was going to joke that. No, we were doing that layout before it was cool. The creative person is just on creative stuff, and then the business person is on business stuff type thing.
All the discussions saying, yes, it's still bait. No, it's not. You're all wrong. Every single one of you are wrong. It is not bait. His title and his thumbnail is not bait.
Like, if you misinterpret it as stepping down, as leaving, that's your problem. And it's like, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. I misinterpreted it. I did not missay that.
Every single person in chat saying it's bait is wrong. All of you. Wrong. Just wrong. Okay. I will not back down, and neither will you. So we can just agree to stalemate now. Moving on, I definitely wish Linus all the luck. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like in the future. He was saying you'll probably see more of him because all he's going to be involved in now is the video production and creative. He said chief vision officer.
Yeah.
Well, he initially was going to be like chief creative officer. He was like, no, so chief vision officer now.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is a very important position in a lot of companies that seem to neglect it. Yeah. Having a vision for the entirety of the thing and not just like throwing crap at the wall.
Realistically, he and Yvonne are the only two people that could fire Taryn.
Yeah.
Period. You know, but he also said like, if there's issues with employees or salaries or internal issues or even external issues, like the whole trust me, bro, warranty stuff. I honestly think it was because he said this has been in the works for 6 months. I honestly think the trust me, bro, warranty backpack fiasco was the straw that broke the camel's back for him to go, I need someone else doing this.
Yeah.
Because you're not that small content creator that can like me, that I say small, but in relative size to Linus, that can put out half-assed t-shirts and be like, hey, merch, you know, he's creating real stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
he has a whole department for it too.
Yeah, like a legit few dozen people.
Yeah. Yeah, their merch department is bigger than our entire department.
Right. I don't envy that.
Yeah.
I don't envy any of that size growing pain stuff he's been dealing with.
Because it's literally the mo money, mo problems thing. Like it's the thing. The more you are responsible for, the more stuff and people and everything has to happen.
I also think it's a lot of like, okay, I got to trust these guys to do what I'm paying them to do.
Yeah, and then you got to trust the guys under those managers and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but you're very much not at all having your eyes or hands on the project, and you're just, like, leaving them to do it and expecting it to do what you wanted them to do kind of deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love this comment from Eric Fate. He says, it seems like a good move. It won't stop the damage that some of his half-baked WAN show takes wind up causing. As if my takes on this show are any different, right? But it will have a better infrastructure in place to recover from them. No, you know what? Maybe Taryn can be like, shut up. I wish Brian was in this room during the show.
Yeah,
like, actually, I'd be sitting here talking. You just see a stick.
Yeah. You just, okay, you just, hey, when show? You guys should totally do that.
No, it's going to be like, I don't know.
We need a long stick now.
The Nerf gun. Yeah. I'm over here going, all y'all think is clickbait. It's wrong.
Don't start to the head.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Just when show, little, you guys you're entitled that. To your opinion.
It's just going to be a little red telephone that lights up whenever Brian's trying to call you.
I can't live answer a phone call. I mean, the board will allow it, but I'm not gonna.
Someone said, how large
last time I did that, I started doxing Steve.
Someone said, how large is Jay's 2 cents? And that sounds like, I mean, he needs the company, but
I have big hands, okay?
our company is honestly probably smaller than you think. Put it that way.
Yeah, it's very small.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we have, you can count it on your hands, the amount of people we have.
On your hands, yeah. Yeah, I to be honest, I I would love a larger team, but I wouldn't know what to do with it. It'd be like whole like that dog chasing the car wouldn't know what to do with the car if it ever
a lot of our team size is also dictated kind of like this. GPUs by bottlenecking because it doesn't make any sense to add people where they can't do anything because you know they're waiting on stuff from other people.
Well, it's like I would love to be able to do more of the in-depth independent testing.
Yeah.
But I'm not qualified to do that sort of stuff.
And
I would have to hire someone to do that. But then...
The time consumption, too. It's just...
Time consumption and the cost of buying the equipment. I don't mind buying the equipment. I'm an equipment nerd. I love equipment.
Yeah.
I would love to build out an equipment. But we'd have to move again.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know how much more we could utilize the space that we have, but...
And I think, like, people... I feel like people feel like we get a card and you click one button and then all the numbers pop out. And it's like, no, that's the reason why you always see Steve like, it's 4 a.m. and his hair's all messed up. And he's like, but this is the problem. And there's the charts and stuff. And then you get the 50,000 data points on his chart. And
I'm turning 42 in a couple of weeks. And I feel like if I were 22 and I was where I am now, I'd feel like I had all the time in the world to continue to grow the company. But I'm 42 years old. I've got to start coming up with an exit strategy. You know, and I want the company to continue beyond me. And my oldest kid is showing interest in being a part of that next generation on the channel. But that's a Star Trek.
I've been watching
theme,
a lot of Picard.
I was like, why is the ship always going like, are they lost? They're just constantly going.
It's the montage.
I know. But no, I, you know what? I'm gonna tell you guys something a little behind the scenes of. It's a while back. It was actually during Capsation when Threadripper first launched, first gen Threadripper. It was 2017. My dad had just passed away. Not even 12 hours later, Nick and I were in LA for an AMD event, and everyone was like, "Why the hell are you here? Your dad literally died last night." And I was like, "What am I gonna do? Sit home and pout?" So I wanted to work, but I remember. After one of the events, it was in downtown LA at LA Live. We were staying at the Indigo Hotel, and that's where it was all being done right there, right? Right across from where Crypto, which is formerly Staples, is at. And he said something to me that really kind of stuck with me. He had commented, like, he was like, dude, he's like, he told me he was envious of what my channel was. And I was like, really? He goes, I envy how you're kind of like the average Joe type of reviewer / content creator. He was like, the amount of time and effort and just dedication it takes to do the level of detail at which he's created for himself has set a bar that's so high, he can never come in below it or everyone will just like rip him apart.
Yeah.
So he envies the fact that we were able to quickly pivot and kind of do whatever we want and just be like an entry level into tech, which is I've always dubbed myself as. I've never dubbed myself as some expert in all this crap. But I've always been the guy that I feel like I'm your level one PC
level
channel.
Level one tech? No.
I feel
like they're like the top level.
The level I feel right like, after tutorial.
Like, I feel like when you enter into the hotel of tech and you're like, I'm the guy. No, I'm the Walmart greeter. Hello, welcome to Walmart. What kind of tech would you be like today? And then it's like, okay, we've got a deal on graphic card reviews and we've got some water cooling stuff over here. Are you looking for the more detailed stuff? That's aisle 17. You'll find Stephen Burke over there. He is.
Yeah.
It's like I've literally always been the Walmart greeter for the tech genre.
You're looking
for
phones? Oh, aisle 4. MKBHD is over there. And I just need
it. Are you looking for scams? Austin's over there.
Oh no.
Hi, this is scams.
I'm not saying for the record, I'm not saying Austin Evans scams people. I'm just saying he does a whole lot of scam videos where he's like buying scam stuff. And you know what? At this point, Austin, we get it.
It's funny because I feel like because our old studio used to be right.
Stop buying from Alibaba and you'll be fine. Yeah. Okay, stop buying from Wish and you'll be fine.
Stop getting the cheapest item on Amazon.
Stop letting freaking what's his cameraman?
Ken.
Stop letting Ken buy stuff. It won't be a mystery anymore. Sorry, I just had to.
No, I was gonna say that like remember how our old studio is right next to theirs? Like it's funny hearing about him now because it feels like I'm hearing about like an old roommate.
I know.
I guess technically it kind of was, you know, they were like, it was them and then the bongo dude.
I just remember walking in the elevator one day and him and MKBHD around. I'm like,
oh. yeah.
Oh, hey guys.
I see you guys on TV.
I'm just going to work, you know.
I don't know why, but that reminded me of the one time I met Corridor Digital. And it always cracks me up because you never think of heights because everyone's filmed from like appropriate camera angles. And then I was just meeting them, and I'm just like so, dude, Nico's really freaking tall.
Well,
but he's like normal.
Marquez is an inch taller than me.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, dude.
But he's also three feet narrower than me.
3 feet. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, Marquez is very tall and very skinny. So it's what you would expect from a frisbee.
Yeah, I was going to say, all that frisbee liberty.
Oh, my goodness.
I've seen his clips on Twitter every once in a while when the feed suggests it to me. And I'm like, dude, yeah, like. He looks like a stretch, like, you know, the stretchy toy that you like stick on walls and stuff.
Oh, with the hand.
Yeah, that's what it looks like when he's like he's catching something. It's like his hand just stretches out and then like 10 feet long of an arm.
Yeah. So anyway, I mean, it's one of those things where anytime someone tells me be more like Steve or be more like Linus or tells them be more like Jay, it's like that's the beauty
of the tech community.
That is such a narrow-minded thought to be like, if we were all the same, wouldn't that suck?
It would be like basically watching the same channel.
Yeah,
that's what the same is.
Well,
but even Tech TV had different stuff.
He just closed his eyes.
Tech TV had Call for Help.
I give up.
Like the screensavers is kind of like so that was like the variety show, right?
Yeah,
which is sort of kind of like ours, basically, I guess, or maybe a little bit more lower level. And then they had Call for Help, which was specifically tech support stuff, which was pretty dope. So that was in depth.
For those wondering, a lower level means you're actually more in depth. Get it? So
yeah, you're going deeper.
Yeah, no, I'm perfectly happy where we are aligned in the industry.
Yep.
I feel like I bring a lot of people in and then they kind of like go looking around in the genre of tech in terms of specifically computers. And then they find all kinds of things that they may or may not.
You're like the greeter at Hogwarts. You like introduce.
I'm the sorting hat.
Yeah.
You just you're the sorting hat.
Yeah. You're into deep level tech. Slytherin you are. Steve! Yay! And all Steve's guys and then their hair goes deep. Like their hair just grows out of their head.
House. It's not even like any fancy name. It's just Steve.
Just Steve.
House Steve.
There's Ravenclaw and Gryffindor and Steve.
Refuse to put down your phone. MKBHD!
Yay!
They're all wearing matte black.
Oh, red stripes.
Oh. See, this is what I love about Harry Potter is that it's just astrology, but like less dumb, slightly less dumb. Because it's like, yeah, you know, I get in a car accident. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm an asparagus. Or, oh, I'm sorry, I'm a Ravenclaw. You know, like you can say the same thing. You can say the same excuse.
What would the houses be? We would be literally Gryffindor because it's literally like...
Yeah, just the average everything. Yeah, it's like picking Mario on Mario Kart. Like, that's our chat.
I feel like Steve would be the Slytherin. And the reason why I say that is because it's Steve. I don't know what else to say.
You open the door to the common room and it's just metal blasting constantly.
Steve's like, I'm trying to relax. It's like the dude I showed you the video.
He's like a superhero.
The guy that was doing like wearing his underwear doing death metal cello in the park. Remember I said that to you?
Oh yeah, I think
said this is gonna be you when you retire.
Yep.
Well, I gotta find that because I feel like the video, like the audio from that, is exactly what I would imagine. Just the regular old music from the his house dorm room would sound like.
So
here it is right here.
The Steve common room.
What do you want? I'm trying to relax.
Trying to relax. I don't know.
He's got his relaxing music on. Okay.
I laughed so hard because I was thinking of the Daredevil thingy where he like relaxes in like the sensory deprivation tank. But,
oh yeah, yeah.
But the tank
like
is
the float tank. Yeah.
He's all just floating in the tank, all like perfectly serene, and then.
And you look at the playlist on the wall. It says now playing super soothing relaxing music.
Yeah, playlist. Steve's super soothing relaxing playlist.
All right,
it's all speed.
Okay, so Linus, Huff and Puff, Hufflepuff, or Ravenclaw?
Somebody said, oh, "Spoiler alert! Steve kills Linus Dorr."
Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw?
Linus?
I feel
Hufflepuff.
Really? I was feeling more like Ravenclaw.
Yeah, he's too high pitched for Ravenclaw.
Is that because you're a Ravenclaw?
No, I don't know. They seem to like they're Canadians. They're super friendly. Of course, it's gonna be Hufflepuff. They're not gonna be mean or that into science and math and astronomy.
Linus is friendly, but he's definitely a succeed at all cost. So he could also be Slytherin.
Good point.
Yeah.
So what if we make Steve the Ravenclaw and Linus the Slytherin?
Yeah, because Ravenclaws are into like science and astronomy and metal stuff claw. Anyway, and math.
Steve's the metal claw.
I mean, metal claw? Yeah.
The claw alone in the name is metal enough to warrant yeah. Steve being in Ravenclaw.
Phil's house would be Huff and Puff. Nobody said that. I just thought of it right now randomly. Yep. Yeah, mine would be Gummy's 420.
Yes! Gummy, Jay's Gummy Adventure.
That's like the house leaderboard.
Dude, it's definitely... It's
like a lap or two around the universe.
It's definitely, it definitely was not a choose-your-own-adventure. I was a victim to the adventure.
Yeah, you had enough to the point where you were no longer choosing.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's the fact that I experimented with some gummies on a live stream on Twitch, and I may have overdone it with edibles.
Well, you did the stereotypical, like, dude, these edibles ain't crap.
Five hours later,
oh, I'm dying.
He went for the Doctor Strange ride.
I love that you told
me. No, I literally got punched out of my body.
Yeah, I love that you told your wife you're dying, call 911. She's like, no, you're not.
She went, no. You're not dying. Yeah. You're really high. Yeah.
Okay. How do you know? It's because my heart usually goes boop.
So for those wondering in chat, it is 1,000% legal where I live. So bite me if you don't. Bite a gummy if you have a problem. Anyway, moving on. Moving on.
Hey, gummy.
My wife was not home when I was playing Rocket League with you.
Yeah.
And a few other people on stream.
Yeah.
And was like,
do you
was funny.
Remember?
Ish.
That's what happens when you leave the kids.
There was
at home
definitely
alone.
The whole like. There are moments that I remember. I went back and watched the VOD, which is a little hilarious because if you just drag the timeline,
you're a partner, right? So that VOD's gonna be up for like 60 days.
Later. Yeah.
It should be. Still
it's still up there. It's
Kelly's
still
420.
It's literally called Jay's Two Cents, like you've never seen him before. It's the name of the stream. But anyway. If you just drag the slider, I start in the upper frame, and I just go, I'm like sliding farther and farther down the chair.
At one point, I just lost it laughing randomly because I looked over, because I had his stream on my iPad just to watch.
Visually melting.
Yeah, and also kind of like see if he was dying. And then like I looked over, and he was like fully reclined in his chair like this, going, why is food so good? Oh, we lost.
I kind of have to go watch it now.
Yeah, it was great. Like, he had, like, the bag right here. And then it was, like, just...
Yeah, the but then the cotton mouth hit. Yeah. And then what I was eating were these keto cinnamon, like, cookie cracker thingies. Like, think of, like, graham crackers, but they're, like, cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you cinnamon challenged yourself.
But the problem was I got so cotton mouth because I didn't know that was a side effect.
Yeah.
It was, like, turning into glue. So I was like... I can't get it. It was all stuck. Yeah. But anyway.
You have so much more experience for next go around.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Like eating here's one. Maybe two.
If you watch that stream, the actual sudden stop of like, I gotta go poop by, and then the stream went off was when the panic attack started.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I do have an internal camera in my loft upstairs. And I watched it, and I was pacing. I was like...
trying to make the world stop moving.
I'll tell this story again for those that haven't heard. So one of the memories that I have is my wife was not home. She had taken my oldest daughter to a birthday party that evening. So I was by myself with my 8-year-old. I put my 8-year-old to bed. That went okay because she went to bed. So I do remember her one time she was like... kind of looking at me like wide-eyed. I was like, you gotta go to bed. So anyway... So she went to bed. She didn't question it. I could not get into bed. I could not figure out
Jay how forgot, like,
to get into bed.
He forgot how to push X to enter the bed.
RTFM.
Yeah.
No. So here's the thing. I learned because I don't do edibles or weed. I don't smoke weed. I don't smoke hookah. I don't smoke or do any sort of recreational drugs at all. So this was your fault, by the way, because the RTFM viewers remember when you were like, dude, let's see how this goes. Well, this you're hearing how it went. Okay.
It was great.
I took five.
I had fun. It was a great time.
I had five edibles.
I went to bed at like 12, like normal.
I had five edibles. It was only 25 milligrams of THC, but it was 250 milligrams of CBD on top of that.
Like for those that haven't tried it, 25 is a lot. For sure, for the first time.
Oh, I have a few pothead friends that I ran it by, and they were like, "How much? That's it?" And then they were like, "Oh wait, that's a lot for you." Yeah. But anyway, I could not remember how to get into bed, so the panic attack started, and I learned. I'm one of those people that like
at least that marijuana, it could have also been the panic attack, made my heart feel like it was going to pound out of my chest.
It does increase your heart rate. So,
well, I was running a marathon.
Dang.
Because I turned on my heart rate monitor at one point. It was like 141. Okay. And I was just like, oh God. So that all that did was turn the panic knob up some more. Right. So I was like, okay, I need to relax. I'm like, I'm going into bed. And then, so I walk up to the bed,
feedback loop.
And then I pick up the pillow, and I'm like, why'd I pick up the pillow? And I put the pillow down, I turn around, I started walking away. I'm like, wait, I meant to go to bed. I walk back to the bed, and I went, why'd I pick up the pillow again?
It sounds like you're like playing a VR game.
No, hold on. Hold on. I picked up the pillow again, and I was like, why do I keep picking up the pillow? So I put it back down, it was all nice and neat, and I made it all straight, and I started walking away. And I went, shit, I was supposed to go to bed. So I walked back. The third time I picked up the pillow, and I'm like, screw this pillow. And I threw it across the room, walked away again, and I went, what am I doing? And I stopped. I remember stopping and leaning on the dresser going, get your shit together.
Yeah.
Right? And so I turn around, I look at the bed, and I'm like, all right, bed, it's you and me. So I walk over to the bed, and I put a knee on it. And I went, that's not right. I put a knee. So I've got one leg on the ground, one knee on the bed, and I'm like, this isn't right. So I backed up, and I literally did like the bull, like kicking the dirt thing, and jumped into bed.
This just sounds like playing The Sims, like you're just canceling the action of going to bed
over. Jay is the first person I know to 1v1 a bed and lose the first match and then have to do best of three to win the series.
So when I finally got into bed, I never left the bed at that point. So anyway, fast forward a bit. And in between when I tried to go into bed and I stopped playing the stream, remember, I came back to the stream just to tell you all I was still alive.
Yeah.
But that was more or less to convince myself.
Yeah, because he came back in and he was like, oh, you guys are still here. We're like, yeah, you said you were going to be back. Oh, I just want to let you know, I didn't die. What are we doing? And we just kept talking for another like 30 minutes, and then you slowly started talking less and less, and then we got another like, okay, I think I'm gonna try to go to bed now. Goodbye, guys. Thanks.
Well, that was at like 11:30.
Yeah,
I finally went to bed at 5:30. Yep. 5:30. So anyway,
I do feel bad about that part though. I didn't expect it to hit
guess
you
what?
That hard.
The Sitka or whatever it's called, the happy strain,
sativa.
Sativa. Yeah, yeah. Well. Taking that before bedtime when it's designed to elevate your mood. The only mood it elevated in me was panic. It was very hard to sleep.
Yeah,
so anyway.
That was a thing too, because you were taking all you were yeah, you were eating all the sativa gummy. And like sativa and high doses can it makes you more paranoid, which sucks for a panic attack because you experience the like feedback loop.
So my wife comes home and I'm just sitting in the bed, like upright.
Somebody said at least he didn't overshoot the bed. He flies out the window.
So
your wife comes home, you're just on the lawn.
Like we jumped out a window.
If I go out the bedroom window, I'm landing in the pool.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
you have to teach yourself how to swim again.
So anyway, my wife finally comes home. I'm sitting up in the bed. I'm all smiley, and I had already texted my wife. All I texted her was fair warning ... That's all I texted her. She had no idea what that meant, but she knew I was going to experiment with the gummies.
Didn't you surprise her when she got home?
So she came home.
A bait title.
She came home, and in my brain, I'm like, okay, how do I tell her I'm dying? Like, that's all I'm thinking is like, how do I break it to my wife? This is the end.
See, and like Jane never...
It came out, I took 5 gummies and I think I'm dying. Yes, I screamed it.
You never told us that.
No, I remember her face. No. I remember her face went from like this to... What?
What?
So she went to the bottle to look to see if there was one of those like CDC, like if too many call whatever numbers.
Yeah, it's like your dog ate.
Listen to me. It's like a bad movie. Like suburbia white people try and take drugs for the first time and don't know what to do,
like,
right?
I was telling if it's like that story of like how the cops called 911 on themselves because they had too many brownies.
Yeah, help me, I'm dying. Like, We're dead.
It's literally that minus the call to 911.
Yeah, I was telling her to call 911. She's like, I'm not calling 911. In my brain, I'm like, this is it. This is my legacy. Jay's going to be known because he OD'd and died. He's not going to be known as the tech guy. He's going to be known as the dickhead that died by taking gummies. Right?
He 1v1 gummies and lost.
He's like, damn.
I guess 1v5, but still.
Damn, these gummies got hands.
But anyway, like I said, in my brain, I'm like, because you know, you have that. There's that part of your brain that's in the back that's like calm and collected. And
I'm just laughing so hard because I've been through all this too.
She was like, "How are you?" I took too many gummies. I'm 5 minutes to die. It's like yelling it. And then she's like, "What?" So she comes and she sits down on the bed. And I remember her. She's like this. She's sitting on the bed and she's like, kind of sitting leaning, right? Yeah. Like girls do on the bed. And she's like, how do you feel right now? I was like, and I'm looking at her like, why are you asking me that?
Oh, no.
So anyway, she starts, if anyone's ever seen me when I'm drunk, I'm super silly. But the thing was, I was super silly while dying in my brain. Super silly. So I don't remember what I was saying, with the exception of when, according to her, I went.
Somebody said I was going to go to sleep, but then I got high. That's great.
According to her, I went, I get it now. I get it. I know what Phil was talking about when he said he figured out the universe. I also figured. Fuck, I forgot it. Oh, my God. And then I went like super. Now, I remember saying, I know what it is. Fuck. She went. She basically responded like you just did.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I looked at her, and I went, call Michelle or call Scott, call Phil, call somebody who knows weed. And ask them if I'm dead. Right.
Dude, I would have laughed so hard if she called me.
No. She's like, I'm not texting. I'm like, you need to text somebody now. It's like 10:30, 11 o'clock, right?
Convinced you were
so she's like, fine. So she texts. Well, she actually tried calling her friend Michelle.
Yeah.
She didn't answer. Then she started texting her. I'm like, she's not answering. She's like, it's 10:30. She has a family, right? Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, no.
The reason why I'm mentioning that is because that comes up later.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait, for a minute. So the thing he's referencing is, one of my friends way back got me super high. I figured out the whole universe. And then I said that very seriously. And then I immediately forgot what I had figured out. And I was really sad. And so, I've never felt that much peace.
I was angry because I realized it and forgot it. Yeah. So I was going to be like, I can tell Phil. Yeah. So anyway, I kept going on and on and on. And I remember she was just sitting there laughing, rolling on her sides on the bed. And I clear as day,
like half a chat right now.
Clear as day, I went, you are not at all reacting to my death as I think you should. I was like, my death isn't funny. And I'm getting mad. And then she keeps laughing. And I remember going, okay, if you're laughing, maybe I'm not dying like I think, but I feel like I'm dying. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm dying. And then anyway, and so I made her promise that she would stay awake all night.
Wow.
Hold on.
Whoa.
She didn't. But I made her promise, okay, I'm going to put on The Office right now.
Yeah.
So I put on The Office and I went, my idea was, I know The Office. I know every word of every episode of The Office. If I can stay along, if I can keep up and follow along with what's happening, my brain is working. Okay. So anyway, I made her promise that she would lay there and check my heart rate periodically.
Just to make sure you're not dying.
Let's not forget, my dad died in his sleep. So yeah. There was a little bit of trauma there, right?
Oh, yeah, that probably, yeah, that's good. That
so anyway, I'm like, okay. And I remember laying there on my back and starting to fall asleep and forcing myself, open your eyes. If you close them, you're never going to wake up again.
Oh, my God.
But then I would like, but then like, I would open my eyes and I would do this to Jennifer, like. And then I think she could feel me moving in bed.
Yeah.
Because her eye would be like. like a Moby Dick eye. Yeah. It sounds really wrong, but like a whale eye, you know, yeah, like, yeah. And then I look at her and I'm like, just checking. Lay back down.
Checking. What are you, hall monitor, Jay?
He has to monitor his monitor for his death.
I'm just checking that you're checking to make sure I'm checked.
At least he's thinking about redundancy. Yeah.
So this went on a few times. Now here's the problem. I asked you about sleep paralysis.
Remember? Yeah, yeah.
Because what ended up happening was I fell half asleep, where I could then hear every episode of The Office, like every word being said in the TV show, like still going on autoplay, and reciting it and thinking to myself, the weirdest part is being like the disconnect between your consciousness and then the physical movement.
Yeah, the more you move, it feels like the more pressure is on you to try to like.
Yeah.
But it just feels like, yeah, there's an exact amount of pressure pushing you back to not make you move.
But the thoughts part of your brain feels like it's working.
Yeah, it's fully active. Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember thinking like, okay, I'm reciting the show. I am fine. I should roll over. Fuck, I can't roll over.
Oh, and then that started another panic attack?
Yes. What also didn't help with the panic attacks is I also learned, unlike alcohol, where you reach a state and you just stay there.
Yeah.
The gummies hit you in the order and interval at which you took them.
Yep. Just delayed
so
by
do you know how many waves?
You had five.
No,
wait,
four.
Oh, four?
But the last one was a double strength. Remember, I popped two at the end. So that's why I said I got up to go to the bathroom a couple of times.
Three, then
I got up to go to the bathroom a couple of times, and I'm gonna have to demonstrate this because remember I told you I was doing the cartoon walk.
So in my brain, I'm like, okay, I don't want to wake my wife up. You know, the one that I'm asking to stay awake to make sure I'm not dead, but I have to go
you
pee.
You have to do it right here.
Yeah, I have to do it right here. So I swear to God, chat, and Phil will have to describe this after. This is what I did across the room.
For the audio, just imagine any cartoon character sneaking around.
Just tiptoeing across, yeah, exactly. Lightly.
Yeah, like in my brain. I bet you were literally holding
in my
your
brain. I literally heard the like the little twinkle sound of a cartoon tiptoeing around.
Case PV says, why did you eat so many? He made the new mistake of like, oh, I feel good. I'm going to have another one.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah. And then 2 hours later, dying.
Here's the thing. I can tell you right now, there's been 3 or 4 times since that night that let's say this is the bottle. I'm like.
Thought about it. And you're like, nah.
Not today. Not today. So
yeah, I mean, a bad experience is a bad experience. Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that I'm having surgery Monday, I would consider taking one tonight and streaming.
Yeah,
but I'm not. No alcohol. No. I'm not even allowed to take vitamins right now.
I mean, I just treat it as like it's like a shot. You know. Like,
yeah, Jay's hunting wabbits. That's what it felt like. And we're fine. Be very, very quiet.
You look at the hallway and you see him with a broom. Like,
oh, it would not have been out of place.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it sucked because
Jay ate 25 milligrams of
which is not a lot, but I don't.
Yeah, he's completely, yes. Like, imagine taking somebody that doesn't
drink. THC virgin, man, I'm telling you right
imagine
now.
Imagine literally somebody that doesn't drink and then make him do 5 shots.
Like, yeah, you're going to have a bad time. Yeah.
5 doubles.
Yeah, 5 doubles, basically, yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? And it's funny because drink. You're supposed to sip it.
So my massage therapist, he sort of watches the show a little bit. Like, he knows who I am and stuff, but he's 100% herbalist. He's like, yeah, bro, dude, weed for everybody, right? It's good, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I smoke weed every single night because he has like bad anxiety and it's the only thing that calms him down. I went to get my massage the other day and I walked in and he was like, heard about your stream. I was like, really? He goes, he said he went back and watched it and he was just like, bro, dude.
See, the funny thing is because I was also high, like, I didn't notice how bad you were getting because I was, you know, I was just vibing. My face was tingling and everything, too. And I was just smiling the whole time. And then, and then Jay, gotta go by! He cuts off his stream to go take shit.
Dude, this show went so off the rails. Yeah. Unfortunately, Nick's topic, which everyone's going to beat me up for because Nick never gets to talk. And
it's okay, we'll do it later.
And FTFA got completely screwed on time.
Yeah.
We'll just save him for next week. Next week, there's a good chance I'll be here. The final consult the other day with my surgeon to get my clearance for my surgery was like, hey, you know, we've had some improvements since our last checkup, so the recovery should be easier and quicker. Nice. Which I'm looking forward to. So I know for a fact I won't be here for the first part of the week. I might be okay to sit here, but we'll see.
If not, it'll just be me and Nick, and then you'll actually get to hear Nick talk.
Do you even know how to do all this?
I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be funny.
I cannot wait to see it all figured out on my channel and my livelihood.
Hey, then just go watch 2 episodes ago. You can figure it out. You were live figuring that crap out, too.
What do you mean 2 episodes ago?
Wait, the whole intro when you got all messed up.
When you forgot to record
audio.
Oh, that was more than 2 ago.
Okay, well, go look back.
There was that one I forgot to hit live, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's that one, too.
Yeah, we're like 10 minutes in.
All right. Well, that's it for today's show. I got to go to the gym and work off some of this dad bod. Speaking of dad bods, we still have dad bod shirts right there. And if you guys join us late, yes, we have brand new mouse pad designs available at jasonsense.com, as well as the old one if you guys are still looking for that. And new t-shirts and retro design are still in the works. Sorry, I don't have 30 people making merch for me, okay? I'm doing the best I can.
Everyone's like, what's the surgery? It's
private.
It's penis enlarged.
Yeah. I want, if it's not strapped to my leg, you know.
He gonna get that detachable mod, too. So, the cyberpunk. Cyberpunk 2077.
Does it have the auto thrusting feature? Yeah. I don't want to have to do the work.
It also has a plasma cannon attached, too, because, you know, you never know.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.